The Dumbfellas Podcast was recorded live at the Brown Bear Pub at 104 Harrison Avenue in West Orange, New Jersey. Our theme song is Root Beer Station, used with permission by the band Dancer. For more information on them, just go to www.dancer.bandcamp.com. For more information on the Dumbfellas, just go to facebook.com/dumbfellas.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 14 of the very prestigious comedy podcast known as the Dumbfellas Podcast. That song you just heard was called Root Beer Station by Dancer. You can find them at Dancer.
/Bandcamp.
Oh my God, I'm awful with the plugs. Bumper car, I'm so sorry, man.
Speaking of plugs, guys, I think we should get our plugs out of the way. I'm just kidding.
That's it. That's a callback from the last episode.
Stuff that you guys didn't even hear. Guys, there's uncut Dumbfellas on the floor here. Watch your fate.
That's right.
I realized we were recording tonight, and all I wanted to do, I'm so World Cup up. I'm just watching World Cup 24 hours a day, everything. And it's, you're just listening so intense.
Ladies and gentlemen, Noel Gallagher is here.
You know, mate, I thought that we were going to win that game, but it was too much of the logger gagging around the field, I thought.
Yeah, but it's the way they announce it now. Yeah. The Italian guys are great, the Spanish guys, but
he's flip-floppy. He's just worthless trash.
The bloats are just like, hold. And the way they say their names, passes it to Schmeichel.
Listen to me, though. 20 years from now, they're going to talk about him as if he's a saint. The way he puts
what accent are you doing?
The ball into what accent?
Goal! I don't know what it is. You got the Netherlands.
You were slipping. I was just kind of Eastern European.
See, I'm just getting two Rain Men talking to one another over here. That's all I'm hearing. Dustin Hoffman,
KP Burke.
Why would you say such a thing? We were doing
not Rain Men.
Guys, this is soccer talk with Joe and you're Joe. Sorry. let's talk about field goals and cleats.
You guys into it at all? You watching any?
I was just going to ask that.
No, I haven't.
I watched a few. I watched Croatia win, which I'm very excited about.
Man, them Croats.
Those Croats be croating.
The problem is it's being held in Russia. And like I said on Facebook, the more you read about the human rights violations that go on over there, the more I applaud the United States' decision to not participate in this year's World Cup.
Look at that.
Hold on, guys. KP just did a Facebook joke. Let me find my like button.
I
want to be honest. That posting that hurt me so much because I had people on both sides of the political spectrum
who got it and didn't get it,
convinced that I was agreeing with them. And these are people that do nothing but share political ads all day.
Oh,
like, I had a very right-wing guy from my Navy days who all it was like, real Americans do this. And he missed the joke.
Another guy from the far left.
American. Oh, yeah. This guy is borderline, communist, openly communist. And he missed it. He goes, because you really do raise a good point here. And I was like, you guys are both morons.
Well, you guys are sitting along listening to Natty Bumpercar, KP Burke, Joe Carney, myself, Kevin Joseph Garifo, that's right, the only man cool enough to have three names.
Welcome to Soccer Talk.
That's right, and British Talk, and talk about British.
It's actually Football Talk.
Football Talk. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So the World Cup is without US, without Italy, without
Ireland.
People still are into it.
When's the last time Ireland went to the World Cup, though?
The Stanley Cup.
No, they're not.
They've never qualified since
never
I've known what the World Cup was.
I only want them there because I order their jerseys. Their jerseys are freaking awesome.
Really?
Yeah. This year was actually Shamrock.
It's a shamrock.
No, when you put it out there, but it's not real. Fugazi.
It's called the closet.
No, I think that's totally different.
Oh, these jerseys are fugazi, I tell you.
Hooks and Allura.
Why you guys keep saying fugazi? What is it?
I don't even know.
I've never laughed harder than when I've heard an Irish accent try to say that they wanted to go get fajitas.
Fajitas.
Well, I like fajitas.
We had a girl, waitress. It used to be called Ruth's Third Base up in Clifton.
And she's dating a football player, prospected to go to Notre Dame.
We said we weren't going to say the school. Breaking kayfabe.
Did we not say the school?
But we said the Catholic school with the Irish mascot. So I'm pretty sure people knew.
Iona College, New York.
Howard University.
You're going to be in such student debt that they're going to own you.
Bumper car for the win. For the save and a beaut.
Kick save and a beauty.
So wait, so last episode, Joe brought up that he was at the beach, and I was so jealous because we didn't get to talk about the beach because I was like, everybody in New Jersey loves the shore.
I was about to say, spoken like a true Atlantean, not knowing that in New Jersey.
It's pronounced Atlantian.
Atlantian.
We don't go to the beach. We go DTS, Atlantian. Man.
What is that, like an amusement park?
Dude, what's on?
Down the shore. We go to shore.
That's what I said. I said shore, man.
No, you said the beach.
Did I say the beach?
You said beach. Like
that's because I keep it within reach at the beach, all right?
Bert, Floridian. Beach, shore.
No, down there, they call it the beach, and it was a weird thing because you'd leave Florida to go to the shore in the summer. That you leave the place that's known for a beach to go visit the shore because there's only one goddamn Jersey Shore.
Well, you can also go to the Gulf.
That's Gulf's different. Dog shit.
Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, right? No, I get it.
Yeah.
Gulf is dog shit. There's nothing good about that.
Are you kidding me?
I ordered everyone a pizza.
9 holes or 18.
KP ordered us a pizza pie.
No, that's, not for nothing, because the shore, you say the shore, and really, how long is it? Because it's how many, it stretches from Atlantic Highlands all the way down to Cape May, correct?
Cape May, yeah. Except everything under LBI is Philly, and they don't count.
It's a real statement, too.
Now, see, I disagree with that, because I'm a big Wildwood guy.
Oh.
You
are a big Wildwood guy?
Yeah, family vacations for God knows how many years. Wildwood.
We used to stay at the Armada Inn.
It's called the Armada?
Armada Inn in Wildwood. We used to rent, my dad would get a hotel there for a week. Pleasant was forever, though. Point Pleasant, that's what we did forever.
Since last episode, how's your dad doing?
I felt bad.
I felt like KP kind of ran away. We didn't get to talk about your dad.
We all did listen to your story. Now, if I remember it correctly, your dad hit the walk-off run in a wiffle ball game or something.
Well, you forgot. First off, he called it. He pointed the bat, the glow-in-the-dark wiffle ball bat.
And then pointed to his kidney and was like,
This is where, that's it.
This is where the magic happens.
Then he took a shot.
Oh, Joseph, how could you do this to your father?
Oh, my God, my mother oh, God. You know, the worst part of it, I don't want to rehash this whole thing.
I'm so sorry.
I
don't know why.
Like, legitimately like a sad, awful situation that we're
making. That's why we're all ignoring it, because that's what we do. We all lie to ourselves.
Yeah, we feel
bad. That's what we do, guys. I feel so much better.
Hey, guys, watch out. It's a real human emotion.
It's like how Rich died and no one talks about it on the podcast.
I think it's better we keep bringing him here,
thoughts and prayers.
Weekend at McDonald's.
we have him in a mason jar.
Wait, we shrank
with ice
him?
Cubes.
I say we
shrank.
Got
him?
Any scotch?
We couldn't even fit his ego in a mason jar. What?
Oh my God! Almighty.
I love him to pieces.
That gets two pen clicks.
Click click.
Two pen.
So wait, Burke. I was wondering how.
I said we cremate him and snort him.
No one knows what to do with that. You just killed us all.
I think we all tried really hard to think of something, but no one had it.
Nope, it's the image. Everyone's living in the image right now. Yeah. I apologize.
So how do you know about the shore? Were you born in Jersey?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm born and raised in Jersey.
Well, how do you know you were born in Jersey? I mean, that's what I'm trying to get
at. True story.
Oh, my God. Once again.
True story. I was actually, the little bit we know about my adopted background is that my biological family on what would be my biological father's side.
The people who got rid of you.
Yeah, exactly. They own beachfront property, oceanfront property, rather, in Seagirt.
You're rich.
Was it close?
Was it a quick process? Did you have to wait for them to all cross the T's and adopt the I's?
Oh, that one hurt my feelings.
And the fact that it took 15 seconds.
I had to wait. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bert.
Wow. No, that was actually, it was beautiful.
Beautiful.
No, they had oceanfront property in Seagirt. I think they still do. Maybe they sold it. I don't know. But they lived down the Jersey Shore. And the thing was is that I don't think the biological mother's family ever knew that she was pregnant because they told her family that she was going to stay down the shore at her boyfriend's for the summer. And I was born in September. So she just friggin' all the time she would have been showing, she just hid down the shore. So that's why I'm in my.
You were probably born on the beach.
It's so in the
dunes.
If I was born underneath a boardwalk in Seaside,
that's where you were conceived.
Yep, that's also probably likely. Oddly, that's
When's your birthday?
September 11th, 1987.
What's your real birthday?
Never forget. Yeah.
When do we celebrate it now?
Yeah.
Oh, no, we still celebrate September. No, it's a fair question.
Wait, my kid does a thing where he calls it his actual birthday, Where he tries
where
to, like,
mommy and daddy
like,
had sex?
Huh? No. Not gonna,
whoa. See, I thought that you were talking about happened. The national tragedy known as September 11th.
That's what I said.
2001.
Never forget.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, you know, what I always celebrate, though, I like to celebrate with a pizza from our man Greg. Oh, my God.
Hey, it's Greg with the deepest voice ever. Ladies and gentlemen,
hey,
listening to the podcast, prepare
the
for this to go off the rails.
Oh, I like
thank
it.
You so much.
That's right.
Should we take a little pause thing. Break, or what should we do?
It smells good.
Let's well, take a pause break.
Talk.
Huh?
Best wings in New Jersey, so we're going to taste the bar pie. And
this is like a gourmet bar pie, though.
What
that's
better
like
thing to eat? Other than a cheesesteak, is a slice of boardwalk pizza.
Ooh.
While we're talking about down the shore.
Oh.
Now, when you say boardwalk, though, are you talking Point or Seaside?
I'm talking Seaside because that's Three Brothers.
I don't
yes,
know.
Sir. Three Brothers right by yeah. Midway Cheesesteak.
Midway
God.
Cheesesteak. Me and my buddy
wow.
still say to this day, whenever we're stressed out, if we could just go back, sit and eat a Midway Cheesesteak, drink a lemonade, and smoke a Newport, life would be great, man. That's what we used to do every time we would go down there. It was like our thing. I'll dish them out. Natty, are you ready?
Dude,
yes.
Wildwood, New Jersey. We stayed at a
thank you.
The hotel, the same hotel literally as my entire childhood in North Wildwood, the Matador.
The Matador.
Oh.
Yes. That's right. Then they closed, and I thought it was some bull.
Oh, God damn. Oh. That was all that for a pun. I'm
no, no,
like,
it really wasn't. That's true.
Kev's
that's a true
story.
The Matador.
Story.
Look it up.
Thank you,
Toro,
George.
Toro, it's Toro.
If you know anything about the Jersey Shore, you know anything about Wildwood, North Wildwood is the boardwalk. Like ends one way at
holy
North Wildwood
cow.
and ends the other way at Wildwood Crest.
No,
and
KP, well, keep talking. You just keep talking.
You're looking at that.
You keep talking.
Natty's eye.
I want you to shut up. I said to keep talking, but now I want you to just shut up. This pizza has Parmesan cream.
Mm.
It's got caramelized onions.
So do I.
It's got apples, and I believe it had bacon added, and I don't know what else, but it is ridiculous.
That looks really good.
Back
it's
to
got
you.
A Swiss base.
Yeah, it's good. Oh, yeah, it's a Swiss, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It really doesn't want to get involved in anything.
That's what I was trying to think of. Okay, Garif, you go.
I didn't even know because that was very...
Do your Matador.
It's more of a Garifo pie, you know what I mean? It smells, but at the end of the day, you really do enjoy it.
That's not true.
Oh, my God.
Look, I'm distracted because I'm literally posting that the pun that I did before.
Wait, your Matador joke?
No, the before the Matador one, the adopt the eyes one.
Oh, that it's pretty great. Uh-huh. I'm not going to lie. I enjoy
it. I'm trying to figure out how to word it on Facebook.
I don't want to...
or Twitter.
This is a part where... All right, so Natty, you're from Georgia. And when you... Did you ever... All right, first of all, Jersey Shore to you from an outsider's perspective is...
Huh?
Oh, he's enjoying
hey, Burke,
the pizza.
Hey, Burke, you know who went down to Georgia?
Shut up. I didn't know that Jersey Shore existed. Or that it was even a thing. And we moved here. We lived in Montclair. And then we figured out that we could get to the beach in an hour and a half. And it was a really nice beach. And I was amazed and astounded. And it made me like New Jersey even more. Because I love the beach.
It's, I'm not going to lie, dude. The Jersey Shore thing is great. I lived 4 miles from Jacksonville Beach when I lived down in Jacksonville.
Trashkinville.
It compared to the Jersey Shore, yes. Because
really? Because that's saying, wow. I mean...
I love, no, don't get me wrong, Atlantic Beach in Jacksonville, Florida is one of my favorite places on earth. That's the only beach I've ever done mushrooms on and found God. It's
what do they think of the Jersey Shore in Jacksonville? Like, what are they, like, what's their opinion?
Oh, they don't get it. They don't get it because they, first of all, we have the Party Shore thing that we do.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right? You got the Party Shore thing that you do, and then.
What's the Party Shore thing?
Well, people think that it's just the party atmosphere where they're doing the. First of all, it's all like the blowout haircuts, the Guido shit, all that other nonsense and everything. So you think that there's the nightclub atmosphere, but if you, like, growing up for me, it was fishing with my, you know, I'd go fishing with my dad or we'd camp out at Sandy Hook every Father's Day weekend. I got family down there, too. So when you have family down there, it's a different environment, right? Because you go to the hotel, you don't want to be at the hotel ever. But when you're in a shore house or something, when it's a rainy day, that's the best day to be around because nobody's on the beach.
Oh.
So.
Wait, what was I going to ask you?
Is that the first time you saw the ocean? Was in Jersey?
No.
Do they have oceans?
There's an ocean in Georgia. There's a coast in Georgia.
There is
the Golden Coast in Georgia. There's St. Simon's Island. There's
Tybee
Island. I've
pissed very many bed and breakfasts. All right, I've been to many of them in the
area. There's Savannah, Georgia. There's no beach there, but the water's there.
Well, Savannah's beautiful, but you have the beach. What's it, Ormond Beach? No, what's the beach right around there? Tybee Island. There it is.
Yeah, Tybee's there.
Yeah, pretty beautiful.
St. Simon's. I used to go to all the time. My dad used to have a house there. It was great.
Now, what's the first area down the shore you went to, though? Because as we're discussing, different shores mean different things to different people.
I think the first one we went to was Bradley Beach. I think Asbury, maybe. I don't know. I've only really been to a couple. Like, I've never been to Wildwood. I've never been to whatever those places you're talking about with, like, boardwalks.
Can you tell me down there that
they thought? That's a very good... I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Boardwalks is basically why we would go to Wildwood all the time, because there's more than just the water and the sand. There's stuff to do, and I don't really know a whole lot of other places other than maybe Seaside and Atlantic City.
Yeah.
That right. The boardwalks are basically the...
You know what?
That's what pretty much built up the Jersey Shore.
Yeah. I forgot about that. So we used to go to Atlantic City when I lived in New York, before I ever moved to New Jersey, and that's where actually we got engaged.
And you started your gambling
Margate.
Problem.
Margate, which is South Atlantic City. There's a thing there called Lucy the Elephant, which is this giant elephant
Incredible.
That people could live in, and it has a cupola on top of it, and that's where I got engaged.
Oh,
and,
really? Cupola
yeah.
what?
Mm-hmm. A couple of dollars to get in. You know, it's not that big. So here's the thing. Because we used to go to Coney Island a ton when I lived in the city, and I love Coney Island more than anything. I love the atmosphere. I love the history of it, and it's really not what it used to be, but I can still enjoy it because of what it used to be, and there's still, like, residual of it. And there used to be a Lucy the Elephant there. There was a giant hotel built by the same guy who then built the smaller version over in Margate.
Margate, yep.
So I
sorry
that's,
to interrupt, but you just said
I
really apologize for this one, but it sounded like you just said Lucity the Elephant.
He makes every episode.
Yeah, every
episode. Hey.
Listen,
I'll never forget.
Sitting here with us right now.
Do I
hey,
hear
hey,
a
hey, where are the peanuts?
Hey. Do I hear a who?
Hey, you won
and
that
let's
one.
Go to Joe Horton's.
Oh, look at you.
I grew up on pretty much every summer in Point Pleasant. That's where we grew up. Point Pleasant was every year. My dad wanted to take a break a couple times. We went down to Wildwood. Didn't like that so much. So the first year, this is a true story, the first year we rented in Long Beach Island, we had never been there before. My dad rented for 2 weeks. On the first Saturday there, so it was like one full week, my parents went out to go get coffee, and they came back 4 hours later. My dad bought a house on Long Beach Island.
Wait, really? There were those kind? Wow.
Where in LBI?
We were in Beach Haven Gardens, right by the Terrace Tavern.
You ever go to Beach Haven Fishery?
Oh, my God, yeah.
That is my good friend Anthony Cianci from the wrestling team. That's his family's restaurant.
No kidding.
When I came back from boot camp.
Shout out.
Connections being made.
Beach Haven Breweries.
Yeah, no, it's Beach Haven Fishery. But, no, it was a great place, man. Their family still has the house. They're right on the bay back there or whatever, but I would stay down there with them when I got back from boot camp.
Well, let's bring something back about like certain places on the Jersey Shore, because there's a vast difference between – I'm sorry, John.
Yeah,
there's
a
vast difference between places that have free beaches and don't have free beaches.
Ooh. That's terrible.
So Wildwood was always a free beach. No matter what, you go on, no pass, no ID, no tag, you just go.
Not now, though, right?
I don't know. I think it might still be, because my brother and my – I just hit the mic. I'm sorry. My brother and my sister-in-law and my niece just went down there last summer, and I'm not sure whether or not they paid or not. I don't think you have to pay on to...
Bradley, you definitely have to pay.
A lot of, lot
like
of beaches
16.
You do.
You know what got me about Wildwood? For real. And I can remember it as a kid. We go down every once in a while, like for day trips or weekend trips, because there's a place down at Cape May called Carney, so we go down every year to get a shirt.
Aww.
Walking on the boardwalk in Wildwood is completely different than walking on the boardwalk in in Seaside or in Point Pleasant. When you walk on the beach in Wildwood, you're a man. Come on, man. Give me a man. Come on. Come on, give me your dollar, man. Come here, give me your girl. Come over here, your girl can hold my balls while you throw your darts. Come here, girl. When you want a gyro, you want a gyro, you want a gyro, what you want? You want the Pepsi? What do you want?
I don't like Pepsi. No, thank you.
I know you're a Coke guy, but that is just like every time. That's what I remember. I could be wrong now. Maybe it's changed, but it's like every booth you went by, it was like they were haggling and bartering to get you to come play their game.
Oh, I don't like that. That makes me angry.
I get uncomfortable. I was like, I was a fat kid eating my pizza. I just had a couple bucks in my pocket, and then
you're
I'm getting
like, I don't have
by.
A girl.
Come
Stop
on,
trying
man.
To take
come on,
my
man.
Girl.
Come on, you
want
to? You
no,
win.
I don't want to play your game.
No, come
shut
over here, man.
I don't
come here.
Want to come over there. You shut up and
no,
leave me
No, you can
alone.
Win the big bear.
I don't. I kind of bear.
On, you want
it's
the big
blue bear?
Bear?
Huh?
Big brown bear?
Bear?
Come in the back. I'll show you a big bear.
Oh,
come here. Come
well, on. We just went to talk over
You know
town,
why you don't
we?
Have any kids? You
don't
have
any
girlfriends.
Kids. I'm just a boy. Just leave me alone. I'm at the beach. I'm at the shore. Leave me alone.
The reason you don't have any girls is for two reasons.
Why?
Because you can't win any of these games and you talk over me.
No, we're talking to each other because
no,
you're the
booth. No, we're not talking to each other.
Yes, you're the booth guy. I'm the fat kid. I mean, I'm you. Oh.
It's okay, man.
You said.
You just eat your gyro. Keep going.
Joe, what were you trying to get me to say earlier about Jacksonville? I feel stupid now.
No, I don't want you to feel stupid.
No, what do we remember?
It's your own joke.
I don't want to give away my.
I was
going to
do
here.
That too.
Yeah, no. What they think of Jersey and you?
It's just one of the best written bits out
no,
there.
No, you guys,
that you forgot.
Are confused.
No, I did it in front of a Vic DiBattista crowd 4 times all weekend.
How'd that go?
Sometimes they boo. Sometimes you explain to them that they're dumb animals. you know,
beat them back.
Wow, you mean like vermins?
Shut up.
beautiful. Before I forget. Before I forget. Microphone just punched me in the mouth.
That's not the first time you ever grabbed something and shoved it in your face.
That's a... No,
welcome
first
to the
time,
truck stop. I'll be your host, Kevin Patrick.
That was
first time was
consensual.
The Mitzi Pie here at Brown Bear. Before this one gets off the rails here, word association. We're talking about the different beaches, meaning
different
things.
Wait, is this like a board game? I mean, a game?
This is very much a game.
Everybody finger on buzzers.
Okay, ready? Hands on buzzers, fellas. We're going to start with, we're going to let Kevin Grivo finish eating.
I got to find a buzzer first.
Joe Carney, I'm going to say a short town. You guys give me the first thing that comes to your mind. Ready? Joe Carney, Atlantic Highlands.
White trash.
All right. White trash, that's correct. That's absolutely correct.
I've never heard of it.
Nat, you've never heard of Atlantic Highlands?
No.
It's the start of the Jersey Shore. It's,
okay,
where, it's where Sandy Hook is.
I don't know.
It's where all the trailer parks washed up.
Is that the Sandy Nude Beach? Hook. That's Nude Beach, correct?
Sandy Hook?
Gunnison Beach is part of Sandy Hook, I believe.
Hey, you guys understand that anytime I go to the beach, it's a Gunnison Beach. Hello, how you doing?
That being said, with his bravado pouring out of him, if I was to say, yeah, okay, so here we go. Avon by the Sea, Natty Bumper Car.
Oh, Maya's Perduto.
That's what I was going to say, Maya's Perduto. No, but she lives in Brick now.
Yeah, but she used to run.
There's a restaurant on the water that we go to every year in Avon by the Sea. It's beautiful.
Avon.
For those who don't know who
Maya's
Perduto is, she's a, I actually...
I'm just a little redhead.
Oh, yeah. Dude, we all want to bang you, Molly. Listen.
What? No. She's like...
Sorry, I maybe volunteered this. All right, I'm moving on.
No, Molly.
All right, back to word association. Ladies and gentlemen, all right, we're going to go with Natty Bumper Carter.
Can I ask a quick question?
Go ahead.
That place you just said, the...
Avon by the Sea?
No, the Atlantic.
Atlantic Highlands, correct.
Is there a boat thing, one of those boats that goes from there to...
Deep sea fishing?
No.
Oceans.
To the Delaware Beach.
Come on, fat kid, what do you know? Come on, then. Is the ocean?
$2 to go on boat.
You can go.
Come on, there's a couple up here. Come on, you want to see the couple? I'll show you a couple of nuts.
I don't want to see a couple. Wait, am I allowed to talk now, or are you going to do your part, and I'm going to do my part?
No, you go ahead, man.
I mean, because we can make it natural where we're actually both talking at the same time. Ha! Huh? No, is there a boat that goes from there to the Delaware Beach, Rehoboth?
There might be, because there's a... Well, Sandy Hook, there's the Sea Streak Ferry that'll take you from Sandy Hook directly into Manhattan.
I'm going south. That's where I got married.
But I'm saying you could, like, that's a hub.
Hub.
Yeah, Atlantic Highlands, that whole area.
There is a ferry. The reason I know that is I took my gay cousin down there, and he asked how we were getting over to Rehoboth. I said we're going to take the ferry boat. And he said, I knew we were organized. I didn't know we had our own Navy.
Wait, what's the name of the place in Delaware?
Rehoboth.
Rehoboth.
Rehoboth is witnesses?
A lot of them.
That's a cake.
Wait, did you just want me to,
yep, 100%.
Back to the game. Ready, Natty Bumper Car?
Oh,
you are on the clock. First word that comes to your mind when you hear the word Asbury Park. Hang on, Natty. The first word that came to your mind. I don't want you to get politically correct on us.
No,
I don't want
you
to think about the room. I want you to say the first thing that came to your mind when you heard Asbury Park.
The comic book store.
That's in Red Bank, stupid.
Oh.
I was just in Asbury Park last weekend. It's incredible.
Garifo for the win. Let's hear it.
Dan Van Bigelow.
The Beast from the East. My God.
Shut up.
My God. Kevin Garifo wins. He stole your point, Bumper Car.
No, but that's not fair because I think he took my Avon by the Sea point.
That being
but
said,
I also
Joe Carney,
first.
You're on the clock. You ready to hear from Joe Carney? Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Belmar, New Jersey. First thought.
I hate this game.
DJs. Where are we going?
DJs.
Where are we going to DJs in?
Where are we going to DJs? What?
Yeah, DJs in my car. BELMAR.
Belmar, we're going to Belmar. Bing.
No, see, he already said DJ, so we're good to go on that one. Now, not for nothing, Garifo, if I said Point Pleasant Beach.
I hate
Jinx.
This.
See? All right,
nice.
We're covering all the bars.
I would have gotten that one.
We've left out a bar. We've left out a good bar in Belmar right now.
Bar A.
Yeah.
But it's Bar A. It's not Belmar A. It's something else. It's not called Belmar anymore. It's like some other town. Lake Cuomo.
Oh, that's right. Like
correct.
Yeah, yeah.
So for everyone listening to the Dumbfellas podcast right now, you feel a lot like I do right now, which is left out and sad, and you don't care about these three Jamokes who are talking about some stupid shore, and they know all the places, and go on and talk about your little lives. Fine.
Bumper Car for the win.
Shut up.
For the win.
Okay, everybody, we're back in.
Showroom.
You know you were talking on the outside.
Angela Gingerelli.
That was... That's what I was trying to say, but I couldn't remember his name.
My uncle owns that place, the showroom.
Does he still do Wait, shows there?
Natty, this is for the win.
I know.
Not he, comedy. For the win. He doesn't know
oh.
anything.
But he has
for the win, Natty. This
but is when one you five say, points. Yeah, when you say for the win, Natty will then get back into the game.
Yeah, I'm back okay, in. Go ahead. I'm back. I'm very competitive.
Natty,
yes.
for a chance to take the lead.
Stop talking.
For a chance to take
Except
the lead.
KP.
When you all right, hit the buzzer
Just,
immediately, the first word.
Yeah.
Seaside Heights. Natty.
Seals.
Okay.
Memorial Day.
All right. Unfortunately.
Sure. My prom
take it,
house.
You take it to the judges.
Prom house.
You take that to the judges.
Prom house. Interesting. No, not for nothing. House, yeah. what
Memorial Day weekend,
in,
bro.
What do you guys do in Georgia for prom weekend? Everybody in Jersey goes down the shore, specifically to one town for prom weekend.
Seaside was our town.
Yes. Wait, did you really go to the beach for the prom?
I'm Everybody sure. goes there.
You know what they would do? The I don't know. Did you go there for your prom, Seaside?
We had a great hookup. My Uncle Terry lived in Ortley sure. Beach, one town up from Seaside.
Oh, so you had a home.
So you'd go down there, yeah, where right. I spent all, we have Berkfest. It's next weekend. Every year is our family reunion.
We had Fogarty Family Olympics.
No shit.
Natty, yeah. this is what they would do to the high school seniors. We would go down a couple uh-huh. weeks before prom, or a couple months before, and we'd get a prom house, right? And you would sign the lease, and you would have five names or six names on it, and that's how many people were allowed in it.
Yeah.
And they would charge you, and they would you would have to put down a security deposit, right? So what they would do is the landlord would come in the middle of the night, your first night there, count heads. If you were past six, seven, or eight, or if you were over the amount, they would kick you out, keep your security deposit, and then check in more high school seniors the next day. Double dip, throw everybody out, and keep it for the week.
That sounds evil.
That's pretty fucking wild.
It is. It's essentially, you know the town they go to in Pirates of the Caribbean? Yep. Oh, this is a beautiful thing. That which is we can we won't out of respect to Natty, we
I
won't explain what he just did.
What just happened? Okay.
No.
Back it up. Back it up.
Yeah.
Back
Trumbull.
It up, back
if you
up,
wind back,
up, back
about 30
back
seconds,
up,
you can hear the little we'll call it an
Trumbull,
Easter egg.
Trumbull's fingers are so soft that when he touches his iPhone to rewind it back, it just melts over the whole thing. He's made of gummy.
Seaside Heights for Memorial Day weekend and all of prom season. I argue is essentially that pirate town that they go to in the first Pirates of the Caribbean when people are just being shot in the middle of the street and everyone's cool with it. It's I mean it is
a purge.
Wait, it's like Freaknik.
It's a drunken pirate town. I mean everybody literally there's just kids walking.
Tortuga?
Yeah, there it is. Tortuga. There you go.
Wait, the one from Boy Meets World.
Go ahead. That's Topanga.
is that what's on this pizza? I don't even know anymore.
How many summers? I'm going to go with KP and Joe on this. How many summers or how many weekends have you spent in Seaside Heights?
I have never.
Or how many like Memorial Days or prom nights?
I've slept maybe one night down at Seaside Heights.
Yeah, that he knows ever. Of.
Three nights.
Yeah.
Can I tell you that I spent probably four straight summers in Seaside Heights for Memorial Day weekend.
Whoa.
Because that's where everyone would go.
Really?
Like that's with like the blowouts, the... Those were like
we, shitholes, though, bro.
We had a house for a week. It was actually the MTV, the original MTV house called the Bada Bing House.
Ooh.
Holy shit.
I'm telling you, this is ridiculous. We would spend weekend, and then the next week we got it for a whole week, and we'd spend the whole week down there. Cops, people getting beat. Like I've seen it all, man. Like,
my God, I didn't realize you were on the inside.
I can imagine that you, when you were getting ready to go out, that you would put on the theme to Saturday Night Fever. And like doing your hair.
It was
you can tell here. By the way I move out there. I'm a woman's man. No time to talk.
I'm not even saying the words.
I don't know the words.
Woman's man. No time to talk. All right. It's okay. You can look the other way.
Well, how weird is this? Three guys with beards singing the Bee Gees.
Can I tell you guys something?
Why do I feel like that's not the first time we've even done that?
But it was, and I think it was pretty good. Our listeners just went up in smoke. Here's something that I'm furious about that doesn't have anything to do with the subject, and I apologize. I got a Facebook notification where I was tagged in a photo.
Yeah.
And for show. Mm-hmm. And let's see, 62 other people were tagged in it also.
You have to make sure that you're...
Kevin, you were tagged in it.
Hey, yeah. Dennis Double, if you're listening to this, cut this shit.
Yeah, right? For real.
It is not appropriate to tag people who are not
on
your
second,
show.
You have, you
to be fair, it's an open
I thought
mic.
I did.
Nothing gets posted unless I approve of it if my name's attached to it.
I thought I had that set, but maybe
it's
not.
That's why you've been annoying me, huh?
Who did you just turn into? But listen, comics, that's a bad look. You don't tag people who aren't on your show. It doesn't look good. It's not a nice thing to do. It's not a cool thing to do. If you want to invite me to your show, send me a message, and then maybe I'll come to your show. I would love to do your show. I like doing shows.
Just remember, just put this in your head. If you tag me, you're not it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, like that old Nickelodeon show. Gotcha Last.
Tag, you're not it?
No, Gotcha Last. Do you remember Gotcha Last?
No. Gotcha Last was in a Nickelodeon show.
I remember
show.
Not necessarily the news on HBO.
I remember in SCTV. Is that what it was? It's not what it was.
Wait,
is
what's
it
Gotcha Last?
Gotcha Last was on a show. It was on a Nickelodeon.
Oh, it was on a show. It wasn't
a
name
of a
show.
It was like part of a show, like long time ago.
I remember it was a game we played in like fucking kindergarten. Sorry, I'm cursing now. That's the second show.
It was
show.
A guy named Last, and they would always get him to look at a stain on his shirt. And it was called Gotcha Last.
There it is.
Go ahead.
No, he had been eating a hot dog, and it was ketchup on his shirt, so they'd say Ketchup Last.
Before I forget, Big Rich from Jersey. Do you have a Jersey Shore story for us, Big Rich from Jersey?
You know I do.
Yeah, so I went down, I was hanging out. I was like 19, I was hanging out. So, and I banged a broad.
Oh, it was on a show called Pinwheel.
Rich. Pinwheel?
Yeah. Pinwheel.
I know Pinwheel.
That's the one we're going to know, so, Maddie.
No. Look at the
pinwheel and know what I found.
Kevin Patrick is about to punch you.
Because, he did his same voice that he does for that other comic.
No, that was a Sylvester Stallone doing Big Rich from Jersey.
I like that.
Right? Oh, no,
hey, it was banging abroad.
This guy knows what I'm talking about.
That's much better. You know what? I'm going to put $5 into the tub here because I feel bad about that.
The tax.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, Nanny.
A tariff.
Yeah, but you can't get that joke back, Kevin. That was a good joke.
No,
I was enjoying the story.
Now here's what we've done. Bad. If nothing else, we've set the groundwork for now. There's a rich character that we all know just to do Rocky Balboa, and then every story ends.
Rocky Balboa.
There it is. And it started.
Well, how does it end?
Hey, it was
Johnny Gunn in the parking lot.
In the mic, and I said, it was my locker, Mick. It was my locker. And then I was banging the broad.
Under the boardwalk you were?
Yeah, it was under the board.
How did you guys both fit? Is there like a sand? Is there like a divot?
It's a divot.
Oh.
It washes away a little bit.
But how do you,
give it to me right now.
As hard as it is for me, like how do you even get a girl to go under
there? Well, sometimes you can't get a girl, so you got to go under there and beat your meat.
A what? Like with a girl?
Yeah, sometimes they watch.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
That's how I warm up
for a fight.
How old were you the first time that this happened?
Did I beat my meat? I was 13.
Under the boardwalk with a girl.
I beat my meat under the boardwalk with a girl.
Uh-huh.
With Mick. Mick was watching. He's like, get in there. Get in there. Catch that.
Wait, so there was an old man trying to help you catch a chicken under the boardwalk with a
girl? Grab that cock, he said. Grab it.
But I don't know. That doesn't make any sense. There's not that much room under there for a live chicken. Is there like a halal place near there? Why is there a chicken?
Yeah, everybody be, hello? Anybody here? Hello? Nobody's here. Let's go underneath.
Oh, okay. So the cops wouldn't find you.
Cops were walking above us. Yeah.
Oh, were there nightsticks?
Sometimes.
Uh-huh. And sometimes they're day sticks?
Yeah, but it depended on what time of the day it was.
Okay,
yeah,
I understand.
Tell the cops, they're like, someday I'm going to be one of these guys. You know what I'm saying? And I banged abroad.
That's what happened.
Now, if we were clever, we would turn it into Mick laughing like Big Rich's mom at a show.
I don't know if Mick... We were
waiting
heard
for
Mick
Grifo to come in.
He'll kill you to death inside of 3 rounds.
I was sitting on another pun. For like another 5 minutes,
he was a murderer kid.
He's like, oh, how'd they get a, hey Mick or hey Rock, how'd they get a cock under there? Well, they say tuna's the chicken of the sea, you know.
Jeez, wow.
Ew.
I love my awful.
I caught that cock. Not that cock.
Am I supposed to go back in?
Boy.
Oh,
the
boy. For the win, Kevin Garifo. Brigantine.
I didn't
oh,
hear.
Joe Carney with the steel.
Yeah. I didn't hear.
He was talking.
He said your name.
Atlantic.
I heard Garifo. I didn't hear Brigantine.
The nice side of Atlantic City, baby.
Now we're talking.
I love it.
It's exactly what it is.
Come on.
The beach is there. The houses there. The restaurants there. Freaking beautiful.
Where?
Brigantine.
Ah, never been.
Go over the bridge.
And through the woods.
Oh, that's Brigantine.
That's grandma's house,
sorry,
dude.
Brigantine.
Yeah. No, you got to over the hill, too.
I'd never been to, because I've still never been to Wildwood in my entire life.
Really?
Absolutely not.
The widest
fucking beach you'll ever go on. It'd take, what, 15 minutes to walk from the boardwalk to the water.
Yeah, I don't exactly. like that.
From
I don't
the
Matador
Hotel,
that.
Literally.
I don't oh want that. God. I want the beach near me.
And
water.
You walk under all the broken glass of the boardwalk.
Oh.
Yeah, from people being under there banging.
Banging glasses together?
No, banging each other, bumping what? Uglies, making sexy time.
Make it sexy time. Come out and play.
One guy in the freaking, the guy in the booth above there playing the game. You're like, yo, come on, man. You want to make fuck love? Come on, I'll give you mouth sex. Come on. Come up here, big fat boy. Come on up here.
I think the three of us can go, and all of them are going to finish the podcast.
Yes. I'm just telling you, man. That's who is there. It was the falafel guy in Stallone.
Oh, your falafel guy. I remember him. He hasn't come out in a while, huh?
Sometimes he come up.
You're going to have a food truck? What are you going
to
do?
I hope that if Rich ever listens to a single episode of this podcast, this is the episode he chooses.
Which I won't.
And then, yeah.
Because I don't believe in it.
You know, I don't believe in a prat.
Sean Connery without a Scottish accent.
Yeah, that was my...
Hang on. Let's. We need to... I'm going to say let's workshop it for a second. Maybe the Rocky Balboa's Big Rich thing isn't working. Is there another voice that fits for it? Natty's toying with something fun. Try that again, please.
Well, I don't understand. What's your... I forgot what I was doing.
Well, I'm Big Rich from Jersey.
Oh, we're doing John Wayne
from Jersey.
Keep toying around with it.
I'll take the room down and put it in my shirt pocket, and you're all going to look at me, and your eyes are going to glisten, and then I'm going to sleep with you.
Is that how it ends?
That was pretty great.
I don't know if that's how
it
ends.
Did you say bang abroad?
No, I said sleep with
you. Garif, what do you have? Try something for Big Rich.
Can I tell you guys a quick story?
Sure.
Are
we giving up on this again?
Huh?
We're so close.
Do it, Garifo.
No, I
got laid so much groundwork.
Garifo won't do it.
No, I didn't have anything.
Do a Big Rich impression. Just say, we got to find his voice.
We don't know what he sounds like.
This guy, see, it's just me just saying what he says. It's awful.
This is why you guys are the
worst.
You're
better than this.
Well, listen, why are we the worst?
No, not you. You're doing wonderful.
Oh, my God.
Wait, he is?
See, that's a good Rich.
I know. Why are we the worst?
Oh, that was... That's actually...
Ooh.
And that's a different voice of
that's
Rich.
That's his, like...
That's the one with the...
Come on! Like, that's like
what
almost like bumper car.
What are we doing here?
That's his...
We're friends.
This guy knows what I'm talking about.
Then he's just setting you up so we can knock you down.
J.P.
So, in college, my...
That was perfect.
Neighbor,
go ahead, buddy.
And I lived in like apartments across the hall. There were these two girls lived there. I lived with three guys, and one of the girls desperately was infatuated with me, and
ooh.
I didn't know how that worked. I didn't know what that meant.
So you just took your penis out.
Well, no. So she
Bumps
set
company.
Up a.
Want to see my bumper cock?
Go ahead.
She set up a dinner party with her roommate and another guy and me. But I didn't realize that it was a dinner party, that it was like a date thing.
So you brought Hot Pockets.
So I know. So I went over and I was like, this is great. And we're having wine, we're drinking and everything. And then she got drunk and she was like, you should come to my room. And I was like, oh, that's okay. My room is right over there. And she was like, no. And then her roommate was just like, you should probably go into a room. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm good. Because my room is like just down the hall. So I'm just going to go home.
So that was pig
and,
then.
No. And... So finally she talked me into it, and I was like,
oh,
all
my
right.
God.
So I was like, hold on a second. I'll be right back. I went home, and I got my pillow and my stuffed animal, and I slept on the side of the bed. And then when I fell out of the bed because I was trying to stay away from her, I went home, and then she never really talked to me again.
Wait.
Natty, that's real?
Uh-huh.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm now?
No, how then? When this happened?
I was probably
you're an adult,
18 or 19 years old, young.
You're 18 or 19 years old?
I suppose.
Was she attractive?
I don't know that I was very attracted to the young lady.
You're not even sure she was a young lady.
Maybe I would have made my move.
What was your move?
My move.
Want to see my puppet?
Is to not fall out of the bed.
Well, he brought it with him. So
I don't know, Bump. She looks like a butterface to me.
Aww.
What did he sound like when he was in the throes of passion?
Well, I suppose he kind of looked like...
What did he
like
sound like, KP Berg?
Hang on. First of all, if we do this, it's going to break all the mics. But then second... Hang on, you're talking. Are you treating yourself as your own doctor right now?
Yeah. This boy clearly has some problems that he needs to discuss with me.
I bet he treated himself that night.
I bet. Oh, and here's the kicker of that story is the apartment that I lived in had two bedrooms, and one of them had a walk-in closet, and the walk-in closet was my bedroom. So I left sleeping next to this girl to go sleep in a hammock in a closet. I've broken the podcast.
I got nothing.
Me neither. Yeah. I think I think speak for everyone. I say July 22nd.
Joe Carney's headline, Tierney's.
No, we already did that, stupid, and it got people confused. They saw my flyer. Oh, did you guys see my flyer?
Yeah, very nice. Very well done.
I love my flyer so much.
Well, was there a reason why everybody was a different plan? If you don't know what the flyer looks like, it's very bumper-esque.
No, we all have to come. We're all going to perform in a wheelchair. We're all vegetables.
I thought we were planets.
You guys were clearly planets. It was space. There was planets.
Oh, and see, we were all revolving around Mr. Universe over
what
here.
What an egotistical freaking...
I know.
Wait, was that Uranus?
I think you were the only one with the rings. Huh? So whatever that... He was the only one with the rings, right? Or was that
the rings is Saturn.
Well, they both have rings.
Which
Who
one?
Does?
Uranus doesn't.
Uranus.
Saturn's not the only planet without rings.
Kevin was referring to me that in your drawing, I am a planet with rings.
A planet with
Saturn
wings.
Saturn is the only planet with wings.
The best wings in New Jersey.
Saturn's got the best wings in outer space.
I don't like when you guys pick on my speech impediment. You notice Saturn has wings. It's the only planet with wings.
No, it's definitely not true.
Smelling like a rose.
It's definitely not true. Uranus has rings.
Uranus does not have...
Uranus has rings.
No rings.
Saturn is not the
it
only...
It is hard to say rings and not say wings. I almost said it there, too.
Dude, I did the solar systems in school. I did the whole
You did a couple
guys,
dirt.
Guys, I did the whole solar system.
I did it.
What are you, Big Rich?
I did his sister.
Guys,
I did his
guys, I did Pluto. I did Uranus.
One night, I did the whole solar system.
I did Saturn.
I'm telling you, Saturn's not the only planet that has rings.
Uranus
has rings.
Neptune, I think, maybe.
Even the saying by the... By the rings of Saturn.
I love how he went to the picture of the flyer and not actually Google.
I really thought you were Googling the freaking... You went to your drawings of planets.
These
are
am I? Huh? You're Mars.
I'm telling you, I think Neptune and I think even your Uranus...
This is Neptune here.
Uranus. Has wings.
Right?
The blue one
has the wings. I did it. The wings, the rings. Anyway, so July 22nd, we're all going to be at a show.
No, we're finding this out, dude.
Huh? I know, but I'm giving plugs because we were late. We're all going to be the same show at Tierney's Tavern in Montclair, New Jersey, up in the attic.
What are we raising money for, Natty?
This podcast.
We're raising money, KP, to show support for suicide prevention.
Which I felt was very appropriate that the only comic talking for suicide prevention is a comic that literally listens to the voices in his own head.
Why wouldn't I listen to them? They're the only ones that make any sense. Any other
shows? How nervous everybody got on that one too. Yeah, everybody's sitting like, "What's he gonna say?" Yeah. No, guys, it's very, very clean, very innocent.
Yeah,
Natty has voices in his head that he listens to. I didn't say anything vulgar or upsetting about the sensitive topic.
I just noticed tonight how handsome you look. For some reason, you look
different.
He
does look
tonight.
Good. I noticed. Yeah. That. I don't know have you lost a little weight?
No, I'm not bloated. I don't have bloated booze face.
You trim your beard or something. No, you're still bloated, but you look you're like Kevin James handsome.
Ah, there we go. That's the one I like.
Which means not very much at all.
I got Leah Remini on script.
Remini?
Yeah.
I like her. Leah Remini, if you're listening to this, my wife said I can put you on my list. You're my only one.
For what is ailing me? I get that Remini.
All right.
Nothing?
Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune.
Remini?
So, I think we're all just taken by this pizza at this point. We're,
AskAnAstronomer.com.
What?
Which planets have rings?
That's what you just looked up?
Yeah.
Give us a list.
It's Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune.
That's not true.
Yeah, I feel like that's not right.
This has turned into a Tarantino-esque situation where there's four podcasts going on within the podcast.
The other night, I was driving home in New York and was talking to my kid, and there were a lot of stars in the sky. He's 5. And I said, "Hey, Ollie, what are the planets?" And he listed them off in order from the sun out.
So he's a genius. You ladies are safe. You can go through here. We're sorry.
You can go through. Yeah. It's fine. No. You can even talk. Absolutely. Yeah, there's outside out there.
And yeah, we're back. We have three new guests here.
No, we're just messing with you ladies.
I'm sorry.
Okay, that's my plugs. Oh, listen to the Bumper Podcast, please. It's my other podcast. It's my favorite thing in the whole wide world, other than this and my family. And you should definitely go listen to it. There's a new show episode every week. We're up to number 330, I think. Nice. So lots to listen to. Go do it. Kevin Garifo, tell me about you.
I guess it would just be the other podcast that I'm a part of. It's the Shining Wizards, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, ShiningWizards.com. We've had a bunch of guests. If you're a wrestling fan, and you know, we've had Chris Jericho, Mick Foley, Rob Van Dam, you name it, we've had them on. Every Tuesday or Monday, depending on when we do this show, we're on ShiningWizards.com, at ShiningWizards, on Twitter, at Wizards Podcast. On Instagram, also on Twitter.
Joseph.
Well, I'm excited to be on the show on the 22nd, but also I got to take a moment to say hello to all my union brothers that are at the American Dream, the Meadowlands project that I'm working on. I know I plugged this a lot to you guys, and thanks for listening. And
American brothers.
My union brothers and
build
sisters.
Build me that mall. American brothers.
That's not the song.
Huh? Oh. It's not?
No.
Oh, I'm supposed to say, I'm so sorry. I was supposed to do this last episode. The episode that came out two episodes ago, we had a technical glitch, and this is weeks and weeks and weeks ago, so it probably doesn't even matter. But it only came up at 34 minutes, and there was a 58-minute episode. That's the one where we traveled around the world, and Rich was on it. And
I wasn't there, so it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter. But if you only have 34 minutes, delete the episode from your iTunes podcast player or whatever it is, and then re-download it. And the whole thing is there. It was just a weird glitch. And I don't know, I didn't think
Rich's story was that good.
Well, it's weird that the one time he's on the show, he breaks the episode. No.
Anyway, we're out of country and banged a lot of broods.
What about yours?
August 4th, opening for a friend of the show, Rich Voss. Who's by the way, his roast came out. I did watch it finally, and I have to say that's one of the most fun things in comedy right now is if you could watch that. If you're an old school fan of comedy or whatever, there's a little bit of everything in there for that one, man.
There's puppets?
There might as well have been. Joe DeRosa was there.
Well, I can say this. Just like purchasing the wings here at the Brown Bear Pub, it's a goodbye.
The Dumbfellas Podcast is a production of Garden State Comedy. Find us on Twitter at DumbfellasPod or on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Dumbfellas. The Dumbfellas are Big Rich from Jersey at MCD_Carney, KP Burke at KP Burke Sucks, Natty Bumper Car at Natty Bumper Car, Kevin Joseph Garifo at Kevin Garifo, and Joe Carney at Dumb Kid Joe. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, and share.